This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am very happy to have you here with us today. We have an exciting show. It is just an awesome day. Now, some people may be saying, why is it so awesome? Why does Julie think it's awesome? Well, I think it's awesome because I am up and moving and feeling great. And even though we have a cloudy day out here in Northern California, not sure what the weather is like out where you are, but you know, every morning when you wake up and you can take a deep breath is an amazing, awesome day. So that's why I think it's awesome. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking your time to be with us today. I am so excited about the topic. I love the topic that we're doing today, and it is a topic of stress. You may be thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, how could she possibly be excited about talking about stress? Well, I will tell you why. I am going to be able to share a lot of positive things about how to manage stress in your life and your business right now, things you can do proactively today. Being the brain lady, it's one of the things that just gets me so jazzed and so excited is that neuroscience is helping us to understand so much. And that's why it's a cool subject to talk about, because not only are they helping us to understand the negative effects stress has on your life, which is very important to understand the seriousness of this subject, okay? But they're also able to say, okay, what can we do to manage the stress? What can we do to reverse the effects of stress? What can we do to help us get through our day-to-day lives in ways that become less stressful for us? Because a lot of it has to do with our perception. It has to do with our mindset. It has to do with the way that we manage things. So this is why I get so excited about this topic, because it's not just all of the negatives, but it's what can we do in the positives to help us get out of these cycles or get out of these issues or stress-causing situations, or how to manage the stress. Because no matter who you are, you're going to face stress at some time in your life. And some forms of stress are actually positive. Now, wait a minute, you're probably gasping. Why on earth would Julie say that they're positive? Well, there are certain types of stress that are actually good for us. For example, exercise. Technically, when you are exercising your muscles, you are stressing your muscles. You are putting a stress on them, and that comes out to have a very positive effect, correct? But it's only a positive effect if you don't overstress your muscles. If you overstress your muscles, then of course you can lead to muscle injury. But the actual effect of exercise is a very positive one, and that is really just putting stress on your muscles. The same with the cardiovascular. When you are doing a form of exercise that stresses your cardiovascular system, you're exercising your cardiovascular system. You're increasing the oxygen levels in your body, and that's a good thing. So certain types, certain forms of stress can actually be considered positive, right? But most of the stress that we encounter in our life can have very negative effects. And those are the things that I want to highlight to you. I want you to fully understand, and we've done this topic before. It's a topic I revisit often because I think it's a very valuable topic. It's a topic that is so manageable and yet so out of control at the same time. It is something that, depending on how we are living our lives, we are either allowing it to get the best of us or we are getting the best of it. Does that make sense? So that's why it's a topic that is good to go back and to remind. I remind myself constantly. I have notes on my wall. I have a program called Change Your Mind, and it is all about habits that you can create for a healthier, happier mindset in life. And a lot of that has to do with dealing with that stress in your life and how to manage it. Now, some stresses that we bring on or that we face in our life are actually things that we blow out of proportion, that we put on ourselves because of our viewpoint, because of the way we are handling a particular situation. That can increase our level of stress, and we need to learn how to stop that, how to manage that. There are other things, other stressful things that pop up in our life, and those issues maybe be completely out of our control. For example, you may have my sister went through this in her life. She had two episodes back to back, actually. She became a caretaker for many, many years of her sick relatives. Her husband had complete renal failure. He was a diabetic. He had complete renal failure. He was legally blind, so she was a major caretaker for him, having to do everything from getting him back and forth to his dialysis appointments and back and forth to work because he was still able to work. But she had to be his eyes, right? Because he was not able to do that himself. Then at the same time, piggybacking on that, her father-in-law got sick with dementia. And it got quite bad. And he was living in the house with her and her husband. And it got to the point where, you know, they had to remove the knobs from the stove and, you know, lock the doors because they were, it just progressed. Anyone of you who has dealt with Alzheimer's or dementia understands that form of stress. And that was a form of stress that obviously she had to face on a day-to-day basis. It wasn't something that she could just walk out of the house and say, okay, I'm done with this. As much as she may have wanted to do that many times, that's obviously not practical. So stress comes in our life in many different forms. It can come into something like that. Perhaps it's financial issues that you've been hit with. You've lost your job. We are approaching April 15th here very rapidly, although I guess that it was extended until the 18th, if I'm not mistaken, till next Monday. So you got the weekend reprieve, right? But, you know, so maybe it's taxes that you're dealing with. Certain stresses that come upon us that we cannot handle. So I'm going to give some information on what we're going to cover on the show today is what stress does to you, because I want you to understand. This is so important that you have a clear understanding of how dangerous stress is in your life, because you want to manage it. And if you don't understand how dangerous it is for you, then you might not take seriously managing it or dealing with it or removing the stresses that you can in your life or beginning to change your viewpoint and your attitude towards certain situations so that you can manage that stress better, or something that you perceive as being stressful now with a change in your mindset is no longer stressful. It's just day-to-day life, and you can manage that and deal with it well. So that is, we're going to discuss that. We're also going to talk about your business life. I know that here on the eWomen podcast, eWomen Network podcast network, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that are tied in. A lot of entrepreneurs that deal with, there's a certain amount of stress, you know, as an entrepreneur, there is a certain amount of stress that you have that the average person doesn't. There is definitely a certain something to being able to just punch the time clock at 8:30 in the morning and punch out at 5:30, right? You can, oftentimes you can walk away from work. When you are an entrepreneur, that doesn't happen. you oftentimes have a home office. You have your phone that's buzzing with your Twitter and your Facebook and all these different things all the time. And these are things that that can cause you stress. So there's a little bit of a different nuance to being an entrepreneur that gives you a business stress that maybe some don't have to deal with. So I'm going to talk about that in your life. I'm going to talk about your business, whether you're working for someone, your career, or really for these entrepreneurs that are on the line today or listening today that have those extra stresses, and what can they do to manage those stressors better in their life. So we're gonna touch on those things. Now let's just dive into really the effects that chronic stress can have on your brain. Understand the concept behind stress, because stress is life-saving. That is the way the brain is designed. When stress comes into your life, kicks in this entire chemical reaction that pretty much all takes place and it starts and is controlled by the subconscious portion of your mind. It's not something that we oftentimes think about. And that's why managing stress can sometimes become so challenging, because you have to manage the stress in the cognitive portion of your mind. But a lot of the immediate stress activity, the immediate stress response takes place in the subconscious. You following me here? I know it gets a little confusing, but stick with me and I'll explain. When I talk about stress, I use the example of why it is there, why this stress response takes place in our brain. So start with the idea of, if you're walking out of a restaurant late at night and you're walking across a dark parking lot to your car. It's a great restaurant, was busy, lots of cars in the parking lot when you arrived. So you had to park way out in the North 40, right? So you walk out, you're heading towards your car, and out of the corner of your eye, your peripheral vision, your brain notices someone or a figure follow you out of the restaurant. Now, in a microsecond, instantly, because you have to understand, the subconscious brain works much, much faster. The action portion, the emotion portion of your brain, which are housed below your cognitive portion of your brain, they act 80,000 times faster than your thinking portion of the brain. So what happens in this situation then is, you're walking out, your action portion of the brain, your amygdala sees this and goes, ooh, this is danger, danger. It instantly, at that very moment, will suck all of the available oxygen out of the cognitive portion of your brain, because it needs it. It needs to be able to mobilize the sentries to deal with this threat. At that time, it shuts down. This is very, very interesting. It shuts down the non-necessary for immediate life-sustaining systems in the body. These are your reproductive systems. This is your immune system. This is your digestive system. In this very moment, when you are trying to get out of danger, those systems are not necessary. They are wiped out. They are shut down. Then the amygdala, it talks to other portions of the brain, the hippocampus and hypothalamus and all these different portions of the brain, and it shoots out into the body this flush of glucocorticoids. And basically, that's this big word that says hormones and things, right? Chemicals that go through the body. And it gives your adrenal system the ability to kick out adrenaline faster, so you can get to your car and you are moving faster than you've ever moved. You're really not thinking. All your brain is going, get to the car, get your keys out, get into a safe place. So you're jamming. You are just jamming as fast as you can. You get to your car, you're getting your keys, you're shaking, you're nervous. And a voice from behind you goes, miss, you left your wallet. You left your wallet. And instantly, the amygdala goes, oh, crisis averted. This was not necessary. this was not necessary. It's your wallet. You turn around, you take your wallet, you get in your car, you take a deep breath, and you realize, oh, that was very silly, right? However, had that been a real dangerous situation, all of that chemical reaction within your brain and your body got you to a safe place faster. And that is the design of this stress response. But it will oftentimes take place when it's not always necessary to take place. And this is what happens in our brain every single time we are faced with any type of stressful situation, even if it's a perceived stress, even if it's a stress that's connected to something that is completely out of your control, your brain still goes through this whole process. And if you don't understand that that's what's happening, then you don't know how to manage it. So knowledge is the first thing. You've got to understand that this is what goes on in the brain in those critical moments of high stress, in those moments when something scary is happening. It can be something scary or stressful in a phone call, in dealing with a client, a doctor's diagnosis, getting up and talking on the stage. If you're a public speaker and you're trying to develop the ability to do more public speaking and you get nervous and you get scared and you kick out this stress response, it's the same thing that goes on in your body and your brain every time you're stressed out. Now, there are a lot of negative chronic, if you're in this chronic state of feeling stress every single day of your life, guess what? It's having some very negative things on your body. So remember, it shuts down the non-life sustaining functions of the reproductive system, the immune system, and your digestive system. So this is the reason why when you're under a lot of stress, you get sick to your stomach a lot. Remember, I've said this before on the show, there are over a million neurons in your gut that connect and directly communicate with your brain. So there's a lot of back and forth communication between the gut and the brain. When you understand this, now you understand why stress will make you sick to your stomach. So there's those immediate things that you can feel, but there's long-term effects that certain chemicals and hormones have on your body. Cortisol, for example. Cortisol is one of these steroids, one of these hormones that get kicked out into the body when you are under stress. It's part of the stress release or response. It is there to save you. However, this is something that can be damaging. So in that immediate moment when you have this adrenaline or these stress hormones that kick out into your brain and body, it causes this behind the scenes thing that takes place in the brain and in the physical body. One of the things is that it creates free radicals that actually damage brain cells. There's been a lot of talk over the last couple of decades of what free radicals are. I'm not going to explain what it is because you probably already have a general idea. But these free radicals, when this stress system takes or the stress response takes place in the brain, cortisol creates a surplus or extra neurotransmitter glutamate, and glutamate itself actually causes free radicals. So stress directly contributes to the creation of free radicals in your system. There's lots of information out there on how to battle free radicals, so I'm going to leave that to you, but this is one of the things that take place in the body. It can literally make you more forgetful. A lot of people, go, oh, my memory's going. Well, look at your amount of stress you have in your life. Are you overly stressed? If you find that stress is, you've got a lot of stress in your life, then know that that will affect you on a psychological basis. Studies have shown that when you're stressed out, electrical signals in the brain that are connected to factual memory retrieval. So getting the facts, not the emotions, the facts, factual memory retrieval actually weaken in the brain. And those that are connected to emotion strengthen. So that's why when you're under a lot of stress, you become more emotional. It's one of the chronic things that happens in terms of stress and the body. So you've got free radicals, you've got damage to your memory, and I've got to cut out to my first break. So how do you like that for a transition? We're going to go off into our first break here on the Brain Ladies Radio Show. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about stress effects on the brain and then how to manage it. So join me after the break on Brain Ladies.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to take your information, wisdom, and experience onto the stage, but you're not sure how? Do you wonder just how to craft a compelling message that creates huge impact and the income of your dreams? If so, then you need to join us on our webinar, How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking, where you'll finally learn step-by-step what it actually takes to make money speaking. You're also going to learn what stops speakers from having an engaged audience that wants to buy, and you'll learn how to have the confidence to get out there and make a big difference on ideal stages. Look, it's time to stop letting your fears get the better of you and step into your power with a message that rocks the world. Register today for your free webinar, How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking, with me, Karen McGregor, at speakersuccessformula.com.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Okay. So we were talking before we went to break, we were talking about the effects of stress. We talked about free radicals. We talked about the danger of all of this flush of hormones, memory loss. It also makes this stress system, the stress actually increases the activity level of the neural connections in the fear center of your brain. So it's kind of like this snowball effect where now you become more fearful. So that's another dangerous thing. It halts the production of new brain cells. There is a protein, the brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a protein that is very important in keeping brain cells healthy and stimulating new growth. And this is, cortisol actually halts the production of this. So it lowers this in your brain, which then lowered levels of this neurotrophic factor, well, guess what? It's associated with brain-related conditions such as depression, OCD, schizophrenia, dementia, Alzheimer's. Starting to get the picture, right? You're starting to see what chronic stress can do to you. Can you feel what this is doing in your body and in your life? It goes on. I got more for you. It depletes critical brain chemicals. So it affects your serotonin and your dopamine. And these are chemicals in your brain that are, serotonin's your happy. It's your happy neurotransmitter. It helps to make you happy. So if you're low in this, if chronic stress is depleting this in your body, then you're, again, it's like this downward spiral, this catch 22, it's going to push you to more depression. And in women, especially, a lower serotonin is prone to lead to anxiety and binge eating, things like that. In men, it increases their risk of ADD, ADHD, impulse control type disorders like alcoholism and whatnot. Dopamine is reduced. That's your motivation molecule. So you really, you just don't want to do anything. Okay. Starting to, you feel it, don't you? Okay. Stress literally because it takes all of this. Remember when I said that it, when the amygdala kicks in gear, it takes all the oxygen out of the thinking portion of your brain. So it makes it harder for you to think. Makes it more difficult for you to think. It actually, another downside is that it actually kills or shrinks certain areas of your brain. It makes it smaller. And this, the most notably, is the hippocampus. And this is the part of the brain that is connected to memories. So your hippocampus is critical for learning and memory, emotional regulating, and shutting off the stress response once this stressful event is over. This is a portion of your brain that begins to shrink with chronic stress. It also shrinks the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is your critical thinking, your reasoning section of your brain, your understanding consequences of your actions. Very important, and it's a part of the brain that gets damaged or begins to shrink or not be as active. It also, another damaging thing about stress, they found, this is very recent, they found that it's stress actually reduces the strength of the blood-brain barrier. So it allows in, you know, these things that aren't supposed to, metals and things like that, that are not supposed to get into your brain. It's allowing these things to pass through. It increases your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's based on the things I just told you about your brain and the damage in your brain. You can understand why it increases your risk, especially if you've had a lot of risk in your middle ages. So think about that. Think about what you what's going on in your brain. It also contributes to brain inflammation. It damages chronic stress. There's an interesting study going out of UC Berkeley. Chronic stress, it affects the brain's ability to, or the telomeres on your cells. It affects that. So lots of damaging things. Okay, now that I've depressed you and I've stressed you out, let's talk some reality. I actually have a guest on the line who has who's experiencing some stressful situations in her life and in her daughter's life. So let me see if I can bring her on and she can share a little bit of her life, and then we'll go into some proactive things that we can do. Does that sound good? Phyllis, are you on the line with us?
I am. Hi, Julie.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm great, and my gosh, what an incredible show. It's amazing. Yeah, I was saying, told you earlier that I have both my mother and my daughter experiencing a lot of stress, most recently my daughter. But one thing that I want to bring up when you talked about how you kind of lose the factual part of your brain when you're under a lot of stress, because we use the emotion takes over. So this is kind of an example. Like my mom recently had glaucoma surgery, and her eye, the doctor looked in it. He said, everything looks beautiful. Oh, I see a little bit of a rough edge there. Just watch it. I just don't want it to tear. Well, when we left there, all she heard was, my eye is torn. And that's all she heard. I actually had a fight with her. I'm like, I sat there. He did not say that. He wanted you to be careful that it doesn't tear. And the similar thing with my daughter, she's been suffering. She has a lot of anxiety. And right now she has something happening in her body, a little bit of tremors and kind of an imbalance. And she's been to a series of doctors and had a series of tests, from everything from a neurologist to an ENT to an eye doctor to an internist. I mean, you name it. But when she went to the neurologist, she mentioned something about someone your age, she's only 24, comes in, and we hear about tremors or imbalance, and we just, you know, think about MS, right? But, you know, she didn't see signs of it. Well, what did my daughter hear? That's all she heard was, I have MS.
Right.
And I just... You know, I just think that's really it's really interesting how we ignore the facts when we get emotional, and then the stress just compounds. And I've seen that. I mean, my daughter is, I've just seen it. So So, but just in the other side of it, my daughter is now meditating a lot. So I'd love to talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. She's has this app called Headspace that reminds you and teaches you how to meditate. And it's completely, it's reversing this anxiety and causing her to feel gratitude. And her posts, like Facebook posts, went from fear and stress and you know, to now she's like, I'm just happy to, you know, that to be here and that, you know, I'm really working on how to dealing with it. I'm feeling better. She's sleeping better. So I'd love to talk with you about that, about, you know, meditation and how that impacts stress.
Absolutely. And you just summarized for me everything I've been talking on the show in real life experiences, right? This is what happens. And now you know why they heard what they heard. And they didn't hear what they didn't hear because it the brain, this is all neurological. It all takes place up here, and our brain reacts very interestingly in those moments, and it has to do with that flush of hormones. But I love that she is doing meditation because in my Change Your Mind program that I mentioned earlier, one of the habits that I teach people and that I tell people they need to be doing is meditation. Because what meditation does for your brain is it calms all of those hyper reactions. It allows your brain to actually think. Remember I said how in that moment of that stressful moment when you're heading out to the car in a dark night, it's the subconscious, those lower levels of the brain, the emotion center, the action center of the brain that activate. And they become highly reactive and they're highly using up all of the oxygen. When you're doing meditative practices, it takes and balances that energy use in your brain and it begins to activate. It calms. Literally, they can scan on your, you know, with these technical brain scan machines, they can scan how those subconscious levels of the brain calm. They stop firing. They're not as hot. They cool off. And what begins to engage is the thinking portion of your brain, especially when you're doing mindful meditation where you're specifically addressing the source of those stressors. So that is, I love that. And for any of the listeners, that those apps, you know what? I love the smartphones, except when they're smarter than me. Then I get a little embarrassed. But I love the apps, and some of those things are so helpful in our day-to-day busy life. And some of those apps, those meditation apps, are great because they remind you to do it, and they remind you on a daily basis to do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Yeah. What it does is it helps her develop a habit. So she does this like 30-day meditation thing so that you can, but after 30 days, the idea is that if you do it every single day for a certain amount of time, like anything, like exercise, like, you know, any kind of a weight loss or weight management program, if you do it for 30 days, the idea is that, you know, you develop a habit and it becomes part of your life and your lifestyle. So anyway, go ahead. What are you going to say?
That then the next thing that I always tell people, and you can kind of combine on some levels both, is getting out and getting exercise. And it doesn't have to be another, needless to say, there's just a plethora of information out there in scientific research that shows the benefits of exercise. But they're finding even more how all the different benefits to the brain and exercise. So exercise will increase, remember I talked about that protein, that BDNF, that is depleted when all of these chronic stress takes place. Well, getting daily physical exercise actually increases that protein in the brain. It not only increases the protein in the brain because you're working your cardiovascular system, you are increasing the oxygen levels to the brain. And the more oxygen you get up into the brain, the easier it is for you to think. Because the oxygen or the brain needs oxygen, glucose, and micronutrition to function properly. So that's one of the critical three. And it doesn't have to be a strenuous exercise. They've actually done a ton of research on just simply getting out and walking, especially if you have access to be able to walk in a natural environment. through a green space, you know, a park or a hiking trail. These are great to be able to incorporate to your life that are, they are showing literally will change for the positive the brain chemistry. And when I talked earlier about there are some types of stress in your life that are unavoidable. If you are a caretaker, or in your case, Phyllis, with your family, there are certain physical physical challenges that they're there. They're real. You have to deal with them. And this type of meditation or exercise are things that you can do that help you to manage that stressful situation. So those are a couple of...
Go ahead. I was going to say one more thing. You mentioned the telomeres. I'd love you to explain more about that. I just went to this lecture, actually, on with the woman out of Berkeley who has been working with the person who wrote the book about telomeres and all about how stress causes you to age. And so I'd love you, I don't know if you have time, but to kind of go into that, because who wants to age quicker than we already are?
Yeah, I'll give a real quick nutshell, because I think it's interesting, and it is some of the more current research on what stress is doing to your brain and your body. So if you don't fully understand what telomere is, a telomere is kind of that, it's the edges of your chromosomes. So as your cell reproduces, natural aging will shorten the length of the telomeres. Eventually, when the telomeres are too short, the cell dies. That's kind of the process in a very simplified term. When there are different things that you can do to keep those telomeres happy and healthy and strong and nice edges of the telomeres so that they last longer. But what happens is when you are stressed out, it dramatically increases the aging of your telomeres. Dramatically. Mm. And yes, coming out of Berkeley, out of the Bay Area in California, they did a long-term study with moms who were taking care of severely disabled children.
Right.
And they measured these telomeres, and they found that they're, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was six times as fast, that the chronic stress that they were under was aging their telomeres and deteriorating them six times as fast as the average person. So this is what chronic stress does to you. And think about that. You start multiplying that into how that's affecting your literal cell age, which then, of course, affects your age, how long you're going to live. Now, the great thing that they found out, the very positive thing that they found out, is that there are certain things you can do proactively that increase an enzyme in your body called telomerase that helps to protect the edges of your telomeres. So therefore, slowing that aging process, slowing the deterioration process. And in the case of that particular study, it was putting these women in support groups. They put the women together so they could just talk about their issues. They could just get it out. And this is one of the things that I talk about in managing your stress. Sometimes you just have to vent. You need to phone a friend. You need to join a group. You need to do something that will allow you, it might even just be volunteering your time. You know, that works as a great support system, because you're out helping other people. So that is, I believe that's probably the research that you were referring to.
Is exactly, and that one of the co-authors of that was the I forgot her name right now, but she was one of the people who was talked at the lecture. So thank you for talking about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great thing to do. So lots of different things that you can do. We're going to go ahead and go out to our last commercial break here, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some more proactive steps that you can take. And very specifically, I'm going to talk about business and the entrepreneur brain and understanding what are some stress relieving steps that you can take, or stress management steps that you can take in your business to be able to manage the chaos that sometimes happens when you are an entrepreneur, because that is the entrepreneur brain. So join me after break on the Brain Lady Speak.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Hi, this is Julie Brain Lady Anderson here, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart. That is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. It's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their individual brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science. This is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, as you can imagine, taking this life-changing message to the world is a huge undertaking. And that's why I created this Your Best Mind certification program. This program is a compilation of over 20 years of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation that I personally have done. And I have put these gems together, the gems of my education, to create this remarkable program to pass it on to those up. If you are one of those people and you want to help me make a difference in the world, change those brains, then please reach out to me. Send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. Check out the webpage for the private university and shoot me an email. Let me know. We'll set up an appointment to connect and see if this is something that would be great.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you took a deep breath and got some oxygen to your brain. Hopefully you took a sip or two of a nice drink and got some hydration there as well. I want to thank Phyllis for calling in. That was great to have her input because she really, her call, her information, her story helped to just illustrate what a lot of you are probably feeling right now. You're probably looking at that going, yeah, that's exactly things very similar to that are probably happening in a lot of individuals' lives with those real stressors that come up. And she was able to give a real life example of how one of those tools, meditation, is helpful to her daughter in managing this stress. So those are, I want to recap that exercise in nature. Science is showing. And if you want some of this scientific research, reach out to me, shoot me an email, or jump into the Change Your Mind program that I have, because it's going to be included in the upcoming book. There's lots of scientific research here to back this up. So either shoot me an email, info@yourbestmindonline.com, or, you know, jump into the program, because we talk about a lot of these things and give a lot of that scientific research of how important it is to manage the stress. So meditation getting out and walking in nature, exercise. One of my favorite quotes is from, and you've heard me say it here before, forgive me for repeating, but I love this quote. It's from the movie Legally Blonde, and Elle Woods, her whole defense for her, the reason why her client could not possibly have killed her husband is because she was an exercise guru. And she says, exercise creates endorphins, endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't shoot their husbands. So there's some reality to that. Doing things that will increase the endorphin level, and the exercise is one of those things. Another great thing is, one of those steps is tickle your funny bone. That creates endorphins. Laughter, again, there's just as much scientific research coming out of the field on laughter as there is on things like exercise and meditation, because it is something that changes the chemistry in the brain for better. And a lot of these tools are tools that you can use in that management of stress. Because as I said, lots of stress, first step is always to look at your stresses in your life, walk through the stresses in your mind and figure them out. Are they perceived stress? So I should have put this as the very first step. Find out, is this stress that I'm feeling a real stress? Because remember, the subconscious, it doesn't know if that dark shadow walking towards you out of the restaurant is a threat or going to hand you your wallet that you left. It can't make this judgment, because that takes place in the cognitive portion of your brain. So understand that this is core. First, walk through it. Figure out, is this a real stress? If it's not a real stress, then stop it, right? Stop focusing on it. Stop ruminating on it and creating stress in your life. If it's not real, it's just perceived, get rid of it. That's that first step. If it is real, if it is a health issue, like our caller demonstrated, if it is a situation where you can't change the circumstances, you then learn to manage that stress. You change the way that you deal with the circumstances. And you do that through the exercise, through the meditation, through laughter. Laughter. Doing something for yourself. This is another important habit. And when I say that, I don't mean be selfish and ignore the situations that need attention, but create something in your life, whether that is a satisfying hobby, it is your downtime, your pedicure, your spa day, your management, something where you can feed your own brain and reduce the overfiring of those anxiety hormones in your brain or those anxiety neurons in your brain. Go ahead and create that on a regular basis in your life. That is going to be real important. those are some, watch your diet, look at your diet, look at what you're doing. It could even be being dehydrated. That can cause your brain to get foggy. When your brain gets foggy, you can't think straight. When you can't think straight, you get stressed out. So look at, what are you doing in your day-to-day life with your food intake, your water intake, your fluid intake? Where are you at? Be proactive. Make sure you're getting enough good, clean water. Make sure you are taking extra vitamins in the areas. Keep in mind that the recommended daily allowance is the minimum. It is the minimum recommended daily allowance. If your body's under a lot of stress, increase your B. Increase your vitamin Bs. Increase your intake of foods that contain naturally vitamin Bs. I call it my brain drink, my pink brain drink. It's called Delta E. It's a product that I love. It's very high in Bs. It keeps my brain on tap. It keeps my brain alert. And it gives me that extra B to manage extra stresses in my life. So look at supplementation. Are there herbal remedies? Do you have I love aromatherapy. We'll have to do a whole nother show on aromatherapy, because there is so much, again, scientific research that comes out on how smells affect your moods, how smells can literally affect your health. The olfactory nerve in the brain is the most, it's like a direct route to the emotion center. the other senses, your touch, your taste, your sight, your hearing, they get routed through kind of this system in the brain that goes up into your cognitive function. Whereas olfactory, the smell has this direct line to the emotion center in the brain. And so that's why aromatherapy, that's why smells can trigger memories. That's why smells can trigger PTSD episodes. That's why smells can also calm you, can also reduce your stress. So look into aromatherapy. Have your little, I've got my little diffuser here in my office. Run that when you're in extremely stressful situations, or take a whiff of the oils. Get with your local doTERRA or essential oil representative to be able to manage that. So there are definitely those physical things that you can do. Really look at creating a plan for yourself. When you do that meditation time, do the mindful meditation where you're actually sitting down, becoming very focused on the now, what's going on right now, trying to get your brain to let go of what the worry in the future or the stress over things that happened in the past and just focus on the right now, and come up with a proactive process or plan that is going to work for you. Now, if you want help with this, I work with clients all the time with this. I have my entire Change Your Mind program, which is Habits for a Healthier and Happier Mindset in Life. These are great tools. We can work in a group, we can work one-to-one, or we can set out this plan and then we can work with you over months to get you to make sure that you're implementing the steps. So those are some things to manage stress in your life. Now I want to talk about your business life specifically. We don't have much time left in the show, but I think this is really, really, really crucially important. Entrepreneurs, because I know a lot of those that are going to be listening to this show are members of the eWomen Network. And eWomen Network is the largest resource, online resource for women in business, entrepreneurs. So as an entrepreneur, when you understand the brain of an entrepreneur is this big picture brain, and we always take on more than what our brains can literally handle. And this causes stress. So there is a unique stress that is connected to entrepreneurialism. There are unique situations that you are faced with that is specifically you as an entrepreneur. Don't say solopreneur. That's the first thing. I hate that word. You are never a solopreneur. You are not going to build a huge multi-million dollar business if you are trying to do it on your own. You need a support system, and that's going to help you manage some stress. But I have a few tips that are specific to that I really want you as an entrepreneur to take to heart. The first thing is to mind the clutter. Mind the brain clutter. Mind the clutter in your office. Entrepreneurs are what we call the innovator brain. The innovator brain are vertical stackers. So literally in their physical presence, they will oftentimes have papers all over the place. And every paper is a brainstorm. I know you're out there. I know what I'm talking about. Right? So you have to kind of organize that clutter to a certain extent. And what I mean by that is to take time every day. It's hard for our brains because it takes extra brain energy, literally scanned in the brain second for second, up to 100 times as much energy for us to organize our desk as it does for us to vertically stack. But do have a sense of create an organizational system that works for your brain and then work to stick at it. Entrepreneurial brains are also very visual brains. So have a lot of visual aids in your life, visual aids to help keep you remembering the things that you need to do and the deadlines that those take place on, because you part of what causes us stress is when we look at the clock and we're like, oh my goodness, I'm late. Or we get a text from someone. This happened to me yesterday. Get a text from someone that says, hey, weren't we supposed to talk at 11 o'clock? And because I didn't have my visual aids in place, you know, it caused me that stress. So use a lot of visual aids, stick them notes. I have my mind-blowing life-transforming event, which if you are listening to this live, and you are in the Northern California area, it is this Friday and Saturday. It is a small mastermind powerhouse event that I do, the mind-blowing life-transforming event. Get there. Contact me. And get, you will be amazed at what you will accomplish in those 2 days. But a lot of what I talk about, I give stick 'em notes to every single, a stick 'em notepad to every single attendee. And they get that because they're like the entrepreneur's best friend, because you can write them. I have this big picture on my wall, and I actually use it for the stick 'em notes because I move the stick 'em notes all over the place when I need to adjust the flow of what I'm doing. So literally put in your field of vision things that are going to help you have the reminders and help you remain organized if you are an entrepreneurial brain. That's going to help you in business. Do brain dumps. Do regular, weekly, and monthly brain dumps. Now, what a brain dump is you sit down with papers and you dump. You get out of your brain all of those gazillion things that are buzzing around in there. I know that if you are an entrepreneur and you are listening to this program, you will go to bed at night and your brain will almost never want to shut off because it is constantly creating new programs and new things and new ideas, because that is where we thrive. But that reduces the amount of sleep we get and causes us stress. So when you do these regular brain dumps, it helps to get all of those ideas out of your mind and onto paper, and then your brain can kind of let go of them. It'll move on to the next best thing. Now, it doesn't mean that those ideas are lost. It means that they're on paper, and now you can prioritize them on what you want to do with those ideas and those thoughts. So do regular brain dumps. Make your list. This is a really big key for an entrepreneur. Make your list of what you need to do the following day at night. Don't get up first thing in the morning. Your brain's already on fire. Your brain is already going a million miles a minute, and you don't want to stop and take the time to write it down. Do it at night. That's going to be a mini brain dump every night before you go to bed, and that's going to help you to your sleep to be better because you're getting it out of your brain and onto a piece of paper. So write down the things that you need to accomplish the next day, the night before. Great de-stress tool for the entrepreneur mind. I'm running out of time. Do it the week before. On Sundays, I will spend time looking at my week going, what do I need to accomplish? What do I have coming up? What do I need to pay attention to this week? Do it month to month. I have a month to month visual calendars. These are all things that help you to manage the multiple stressors that come into an entrepreneur's life. They're great business tools, but they're going to reduce that stress. Couple of real quick things. Take breaks often. Entrepreneurs get focused onto a system, get focused onto an idea, get focused onto a project, and they don't stop. They don't get up and they don't move. They don't get up and they don't drink. They don't get up and just breathe and take breaks that are going to oxygenate your brain. Do that often if you have to. Another thing that I give all of my attendees is a timer. Set the timer next to your computer and take those breaks. Okay, I am out of time. You want more information on managing your stress. If you are an entrepreneur, you want more help with helpful ideas to be able to get things done, reach out to me. If you want to be part of the Change Your Mind program, reach out to me at info@yourbestmindonline.com or @brainladyspeaker.com. Either one of those addresses will get me. Visit the yourbestmindonline.com website. Check out the YBP, check out the programs that we have there, Change Your Mind program, and the event, and whatnot. And connect with me on all the social media. Connect with me on Facebook. I am Purple Brain Lady on Facebook, Brain Lady on Twitter. And join me next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, because I know that I always have, you'll get some gems, I promise you. All right, we're out. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
This is the EWN Radio Network.